And the background music of Larry Razavian as Out of Town Checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 8 degrees our temperature here in Albany as our theme wraps up right there. Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Jerry Menard. Good morning, Jerry. How are you? And is Jerry there? Let's see. Did I push all the right buttons? And we'll try this again. Jerry, are you there? Not hearing Jerry over the phone. Okay, let's just try. Are you coming through at all, Jerry? Okay, just a second. I'll try this. Okay, let's try that again. Are you hearing us at all, Jerry? For some reason, it's not coming across the board here. Okay. And I don't quite know what other buttons to push. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to put a song on right now and feature Jerry on the Ellen Polka and see once if we can get things figured out here. So here's Jerry with his rendition of the Ellen Polka. Menar there with the Ellen Polka, and we've got Jerry on the line, and we're going to see if we can push some buttons here and get him to come through over the board. So Jerry, if you can hear me, go ahead and start talking, and as soon as I hear your voice, we'll stop pushing buttons. Okay, still not hearing you. Let's see, how about this one? Go ahead and keep talking. That's not it. Okay. I can still hear in my ear, I could hear you talking, but it's not coming across the board. So, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to get this. Somebody must have pushed a button on the board here that I'm not aware of, and it just doesn't want to come through. Alrighty. Still nothing. Okay. And there's evidently something with the phone line that's not coming across the board. Okay. Well. Alrighty, we'll we're going to have to play another song, and I'll get back to Jerry in just a moment. Right now, we've got Jerry queued up with the Dix Polka. And hanging up with Jerry Menar there. Something's up with the board here, and I can't get Jerry to come across the board. So, but visiting with Jerry now on the phone, and Jerry, of course, has this CD that he's recorded, Volume 1 and 2, Jerry Menar and Friends. There's 30 songs on this CD, 77 minutes of music. And, of course, Jerry was longtime concertina player with the Ivan Kale Band and, of course, recorded with Lester Schuft on Hulurai Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside back in 2013. I was a part of that recording, got to drum behind Jerry. Wonderful, wonderful player. And then, of course, we played for Lester Schuft's funeral just a year ago. Did some work there. I drummed and Jerry played concertina. So we've crossed paths a few times. And I just recently saw Jerry at Donnie Klossner's funeral back in January at the Minnesota Valley Funeral Chapel there, and the Wagner Band tribute band playing in honor of Donnie Klossner. Jerry was playing concertina, and of course Jerry Kale and Myron Bielbauer on the saxes, Jens Jensen and Rick Keane on trumpets, Gary Schrader on the bass horn, and who else did they have? They had Dave Krails, former drummer with the Jerry Schuft Band, playing, and Jerry's son Jay Menard was playing keyboard. So wonderful band. They sounded tremendous. And Jerry currently holds the library for the Babe Wagner Band. And so, yeah, he's such a fun guy to talk to. I just wish we could get him across the air here, but we'll have to reschedule for another time when things are working here. Just not sure what's not right. I'm not really a technician when it comes to running this stuff. So, any rate, but Jerry wanted me to convey to the listeners that he did record a Volume 3 CD and was never released. And he has that, and he's thinking about releasing that to the public. He did give a copy to K-Check Radio down there in Faribault, or actually in New Prague there, the K-Check Radio Station. And they've been very good to Jerry. That's hometown music there, of course. And so Jerry and I are going to talk about getting that one released to the public, and some really good music there. So his early days before working on the Hengels, producing Hengel concertinas, he had a Wolf concertina and some other brand concertinas that he had used on his early recordings. But now this Volume 3 would be all Hengel concertinas, and he's very proud of that. And so we'll see if we can get that out to the public. So at any rate, we'll play more music here of Jerry Menard and talk a little more about what I know about Jerry. Of course, if you're a concertina player and you're in need of concertina repair, whether it be straps or buttons or parts, Jerry's probably the best guy around these days. Some of our local ones, Tony and Betty Wolf, George Savachis, Tony Dingman, all used to work on concertinas, give lessons, so on. They have all passed on. So I know when I've needed work done, I had to have a mic put in on a concertina recently, took it down to Jerry, and excellent work. And yeah, it's a fun trip down to New Prague. He's got the concertina house there, well over 100 concertinas in that place, and you can buy all sorts of concertinas, whatever brand you're looking for. And of course, he is the current builder of the Hengel concertina. Like Jerry says, not a lot going these days with building concertinas, so he's kind of put that part of the business to sleep, but still has the know-how and the ways and means to do it. So that's great to know. Well, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll get back to music by Jerry Menard. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market, federally inspected, number 8916. That means we have an inspector on duty on Mondays, our butcher day, and then spot checked all week long by the same inspector. This inspector works right alongside of our personnel on the butcher floor. The inspector inspects your animal alive as it comes through the door. They are trained to check all of the organs as the animal is being butchered, looking for any possible abnormalities, disease, or sickness. They make sure that your animal is slaughtered in a humane and sanitary way. The federal stamp is placed on the hog or beef carcass after the inspector has approved that the animal has been thoroughly cleaned, free of any dirt or residue, and that all the internal organs were healthy. You can rest assured that when you have your animal, beef or pork, slaughtered and processed at the St. Joe Meat Market, it is clean, wholesome, and appetizing for you and your family and friends to eat and enjoy. Your animal, after slaughter, is hung in our environment-controlled coolers, with hogs being processed to your specifications later in the week, and beef the following week with the normal week to 10 days age. One of our trained and professional staff calls you after your animal passes inspection for your processing information. Cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding the hamburger, papering the steaks, and freezing is our usual and customary process. Yes, your animal comes in the back door and is ready for your freezer in a professional and timely manner. Call this week to schedule your animal for slaughter. The phone number, 320-363-7335. That's 320-363-7335 for the St. Joe Meat Market. So we weren't able to get Jerry on over the air today. If you're just joining us, something wrong with the board here or with the phone system. Beyond my capabilities to get it figured out. So we'll hope that one of our trained radio personalities will figure it out this week, and it'll be back in order next week. So in the meantime, we're going to feature more music of Jerry Monar on the concertina. And here he is with his recording of Clock on the Steeple Polka. Jerry Monar with a really good recording of the Clock on the Steeple. And yes, Jerry, one of the really fine concertina players. He is just so clean and so steady, easy to drum for, just a wonderful concertina player. And of course, had a really good run with the Ivan Kael Band over the years. He's recorded with Gordy Prochaska and the Little Fisherman and a number of other bands. And well-respected in the music world. People know that Jerry is just a fine concertina player, very knowledgeable, knows the ins and outs inside of the concertina. You bet. Right now, it's waltz time with Jerry Monar. It's one called the Dreamboat Waltz. Thank you. with the Dreamboat Waltz, a great concertina player. And, you know, he's very proud of all of his music students that he's taught. Of course, his son, Jay Menar, has gone on to be a very fine concertina player and keyboard player. And Jay recorded with the Czech Lights on their Volume 3 recording. And then Jerry's grandson becoming a very fine concertina player. And that is Jake Bastier Menar. And Jake played one selection at Donnie Klausner's funeral. And it was Andy's polka. Did a nice, nice job on that. And so Jerry, very proud of his students, works with the New Prague Concertina Club. And so he's had a lot of students and a lot of people go on to play a nice concertina. Here's Polka Time with Jerry Menar. It's Emil's Polka. And friends, one called Emil's Polka. Takes us to 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 10 degrees our temperature here in Albany, and the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie B texting me information today says, hello, copy time once again. And that's copy time is the term in the industry for information or radio ad time. So she says, maybe while you are sitting watching it snow, you might be having spring thoughts about warmer places. And of course, Jeannie texted this, a day ago or so when it was snowing. So spring thoughts about warmer places, Jeannie B's Tours will take you there. Hop on board the Spring Branson Music Fest Tour that departs April 23rd. You can enjoy 6 days of great weather, flowers blooming, nonstop fun, experiencing Jeannie B's jam-packed tour itinerary. This tour includes 5 nights lodging, Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach, experience guide, awesome food, and 6 great shows. Shows include the 2 Music Fest shows that are variety shows Friday and Saturday. 10 to 12 of Branson Best will entertain you each day. The evening shows include The Haygoods, The Clay Cooper's Country Express, Hits of the 60s, and Presley's Country Jubilee. Between the shows, Jeannie B will show you the hidden gems of Branson while sightseeing. Night one in Kansas City is a free evening that includes an optional excursion to the Ameristar Riverboat Casino for those that want to test their luck. Seats are limited, so call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. Call soon to reserve your spots for you and your friends. And I can just tell you that I was on this tour, my wife and I, that trip that was given to us by the kids, Dwight and Amy, for Christmas last year. We were on this trip last spring, and it was a fun trip, you bet. All of these shows are opening up in Branson at this time, and so you get little snippets of each show. So like Clay Cooper Country Express, the Hits of the 60s, Presley's Country Jubilee, we've seen all of those. And yeah, it was just a neat time. And you will have a great time if you take that in. So again, call Jeannie B's 320-345-1581 soon to reserve your spot on that trip. Now, on April 2nd and 3rd, the Slots of Luck Jackpot Junction Sleepover Tour is happening. You can join the group that will receive $50 per person, free slot play, lodging, motor coach, fun, prizes, and treats. Call again for details. On March 25th, you can spend the day away as the group enjoys a delicious included lunch at the Olive Garden, then the highly entertaining Killer Country, the V family's great performance at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. Now is the time to reserve your seats on Jeannie B's tours that are heading to Greece at the Chanhassen and at the Jasper's Theater Musicals in Park Rapids. The staff at Jeannie B's Tours will answer your tour questions when you dial 320-345-1581. So plan your adventures now before you miss the bus. And that's from Jeannie B's Tours. Like Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, as she brings us the musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More great music on the way with Jerry Minar and friends, and this is one called the Evergreen Polka. Jerry Minar with the Evergreen Polka here on KASM. visiting with folks on the radio, and had people that have been helping me out trying to figure out why the phone won't come across the board. Had people requesting songs, wondering if Jerry does different songs and so on. But we're limited to the one CD that we have here right now today. So right now it's waltz time with Jerry Minar. It's one called The Owl's Waltz. Friends with the Owl Waltz. This comes off of his recording from 2007, and that is Jerry Minar, and of course a lot of his friends are on the same recording. Right now we're going to do one called Bevis Polka, and this one features a concertina duet, Jerry Minar and Carl Hartwig, and named after Jerry's wife Beverly. Thank you. Jerry Minar and friends, one called Bev's Polka. Jerry and Carl Hartwig there doing the concertina duet. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Jerry's wife was part of the recording, Beverly Minar, and she did the vocal on this one called Moonbeam's Waltz. Jerry Minar and friends. Jerry Minar and friends, one call, the Moonbeams Waltz, and Bev Minar doing the vocal on that one. Beautiful number. Polka time, it's the Four Beers Polka. Thank you. Polka tune for you there, one called the Four Beers Polka, Jerry Minar on the concertina. Well, Jerry not only plays concertina, he also does a nice job on the button box. Here he is with one called the Accordion Man Waltz, Jerry Minar. Jerry Minar there on the button box, one called the Accordion Man Waltz. And not to forget, Jerry, of course, owned and operated JBM Recording Studios for many years, too, and recorded just a wealth of bands over the years. And he still owns and operates, maintains three houses in New Prague. So original house, I believe, is the recording studio yet, JBM Sound. And then the second house now, where he had moved to, that's now the concertina house, where he buys and sells concertinas and gives lessons and that sort of thing. And then the third house is was aunt of his that had passed away, and he bought that house, and that's where he and Bev now live. So, yeah, pretty neat stuff there with Jerry Minar in New Prague, Minnesota. If you've never been to New Prague, never seen Jerry's houses, that concertina house is something to see. Here he is with Old Time Polka Time, On Your Toes Polka, Jerry Minar. Thank you. Jerry Minar, a great polka tune there, one called On Your Toes. And the old clock on the wall says it's time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Going to do that with a nice waltz tune. Here, Jerry teams up with Ernie Koopman. Back in the days when Ernie was still living, they did a duet. It's one called Maybe She's Lonesome Waltz. Jerry Minar and friends, one called Maybe She's Lonesome Waltz, featuring Jerry Minar and Ernie Koopman on the concertina duet there. Wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.